Hello, everyone. Welcome back. This is episode 82 of my podcast, Brain Dribble, where being called stupid is honestly more of a compliment than it is an insult at this point, because everyone has their own way of coping with the fucking reality that we live in. And if someone calls me stupid, that just means that I'm firm enough in the way that I live my life to disregard what other people view as smart. And really what he's saying is that I'm jealous. I wish I could be like as stupid as you are, because stupid is completely subjective, you know? I'm stupid for fun. You know, I don't think I'm actually stupid. I just am willfully ignorant so that I can have the wrong opinion on a lot of things for fun. You know, somebody commented on my TikTok and he's like, I watched like 20 of your videos, which, thank you. That means the grind's paying off. You watched 20 of my videos. Thanks for the engagement. I respond to every TikTok comment and I like every TikTok comment, whether or not it's positive or negative, just so I can get more interaction, because that's the algorithm. So someone goes, I watched like 20 of your videos. Thank you. And all of them are based off of your own fallacies. Why? And this time, a lot of times I'll just like ask another question in response to the question. I'll just like say something that doesn't really make sense as a response. But this time I chose honesty. I said, that's what the show is. I take something and I have the wrong opinion on it for fun. So with that being said, if someone calls me stupid, that just means I'm on the right path. That if somebody feels like they need to go out of their way to let me know that I'm on the wrong path, that's the right path to be on, because I'm an individual, I'm a free thinker. I don't bend to the will of corporate media. I don't listen to what people say is smart, because in today's world, can you really trust anything? I was saying this last episode, I don't trust anything I see. Like something, nothing. I don't trust anything that comes out of anyone's mouth. I don't trust anything that happens. You know, if I see something, I'll believe it when I see it. No, dude, you saw it. But how do you know? You know, there was that thing where if somebody has to report a crime, eyewitness testimony is always super unreliable because people think that they saw something and then they create a narrative in their own head for what actually happened. And it wasn't at all what happened, which also just might be a clever way to say that people are unreliable, to just make it a question, you know, whether or not something happened. So that could also be that. So you just don't know what anyone's saying. You basically just don't know what anyone's saying, whether it's true or not. And you could just be sitting there like thinking you know something, thinking that everybody accepts something as fact. And then some dude comes around and just blows your whole shit out of the water by calling you stupid. Well, you know what? I think you're stupid if you believe what people are saying at any point. Listen, think for yourself. So I was frustrated about how Kanye, and everybody was talking about Kanye, and it's just amazing how simple it is. Becoming senselessly angry about words that people say makes it way too easy for them to be able to get a rise out of you, because it just eliminates the idea that someone isn't, that don't mean what they say, you know? So, fuck. I don't know if you could see it. I just lost my train of thought. Giving yourself that weakness for it to be such a easy window to break through, to start controversy. It's never been easier before. It's just like on demand controversy, you know, just go against what people are saying. So I watched Lex Fridman's podcast with Kanye, where pretty much the entire time Kanye is just seeing the world through his own eyes and fails to, like, in one breath says that we should sympathize with other people, and then in the other breath fails to sympathize with anyone except himself. And he just sort of makes himself the victim of his choices, talking about how Jews need to fix the contracts that he signed. He talked about George Soros, and he's wearing a fucking real tree hat. And Kanye has been a red pilled for a little while, but not the good kind, you know? So basically, he's saying all this shit because he doesn't believe what he sees in the media, because he just thinks they're all Jews and Jews have fucked them over in the business before for contracts that he signed, no less. So he's just kind of complaining about his choices, and he's projecting it onto the people who just happen to be the type of person, because apparently that there's types of people. They kept on going back and forth between saying that we're all human and trying to prove that we're all human, but also can't acknowledge, like, Jewish people. Kanye is a little special. And every time I see him on something, like, long form, I want to listen. Because his brain is so fascinating. Because while there's the whole thing with spreading dangerous ideas and inciting violence, that with such a big platform, you should do the right thing with it, obviously. When you listen to Kanye in long form, you can understand, like, just to watch him think, it explains so much more about what he means when he tweets something like what he tweeted, because it just keeps going. He's never wrong, first off. He's always the victim. And he was just making himself out to be the victim of his own choices. But so, yeah, he was projecting that onto Jews. So he's mad at himself, and he takes it out on the people that he hired or made deals with, because they're an other. They're just an other, and he can blame them instead of himself. So, yeah, that's Kanye. And that's, I hope I did a good job of summarizing that, because it is a 2.5 hour podcast, so it's still fresh on the brain. And I hope that, I guess, if you were interested in hearing about that but didn't want to watch 2.5 hours, that's kind of what it was. The entire time, him refusing to admit that what he said was wrong and dangerous. And then he's talking about he also talked about this plan that he has. It sounds like Andrew Schultz on his podcast, when he's talking about Kanye a lot, he's using this example of his, like, mother being, like, manic and going down a line of thinking that's this is the solution to everything. He has this plan for some type of like dwelling unit that are these pods with a light at the top, and all your water and light comes through the top of this glass dome. And he's talking about living in a water city. I mean, he's just, you know, he's clearly acting up right now. And I guess I feel it's my duty, I guess, to be the journalist to watch these things and report back with an honest take, because people on the internet are going to tell you the wrong thing, obviously, because Kanye's name is ubiquitous with money. So if you can get a thing about Kanye, you'll fucking... Which, I mean, shit, dude. If you didn't already have life... People don't understand and they can't empathize with being a celebrity because you have all the money. But what comes with all the money is the stress of having everybody talking about you and just like trying to figure out the details of your personal life. And then there's people who are trying to use your... It's all for money. Once you get money, people just want it from you. So anytime he's talking to someone, he just doesn't trust them. He admits to Lex Fridman in the podcast that even after their genuine conversation, he doesn't trust him because obviously a rich person thinks that you just want something from them. And it just changes the dynamic completely of just how you interact with people. And if that wasn't enough to make you insane, having a personal life that is pretty tragic as it is. Yeah, I don't know. That shit would anyone... He's just South Park made a joke about Britney Spears being a sort of martyr. You know, we just choose people, we take people in entertainment, and we just destroy them for entertainment. You know, we push them over the fucking edge. We don't stop talking about criticizing death threats, all this shit, just for decades and decades, and it just wears on a person. And some people crack and they go crazy. And once they go crazy, then it's just sad. Because they still are treating him like he's a normal person, which he's so clearly not from the beginning. Yeah, Kanye knows how to get people talking about him. And it's never been easier than right now to get people to talk about you. If you are already famous, I guess, you know, because then you just have to wild out on Twitter and... And then people, you'll be in the news. And that's the news, you know? God, I hate everything. And that's my take on Kanye. Yeah, it's just scary to, see people go down that hole once you start thinking that, you know, I don't know who George Soros is. And you have to choose to be willfully ignorant about certain things for... just to protect yourself and your sanity, you know? The more that you learn about politics, the more you will go crazy because it's shit that people are telling you. It's only ever shit that people are telling you. You don't know these people. So you're just looking up what happened, trying to figure out what happened. And your brain is, I guess maybe so many people are just so bored that they are turning to this as a form of entertainment. And it's fucking with their sense of reality. It's just destroying people. And that's, it's scary to watch somebody go down that hole of thinking. I think it'll like exacerbate the problems that already exist. As if he wasn't already predisposed. Kanye believes in conspiracies. He believes in right-wing conspiracies, or at least he is right now. He does right now. So I think if you agree with that, yeah, you have to choose to be willfully ignorant. And I hope people realize that, because once they see the other side, they'll see how much of their life they were wasting. And it's really sad that this is the world right now, because I try my hardest to like look as an observer, you know. I'm an INTP. I kind of just sit in my room and watch the world and observe. I don't really take opinion. I'm agnostic in everything. I don't think you can ever truly know, which is why you gotta choose your battles. And I've been preaching this. I don't need to say it anymore, but the more you look into politics, the more you're gonna fucking hate it. All right. So anyway, people calling you stupid is really just a compliment, because it means that I've thought independently for long enough that I've strayed with the narrative to have my own opinion that when people hear it, they think is stupid. But stupid is just, you know, it's relative. It's all relative. It's all subjective. You don't know. You don't know. This is how I make sense of the world. The way I make sense of the world is to sit here and think out loud, because I hate it when people, I don't know how people can keep on having these conversations where they were just repeat talking points. If you're just on the talking points, I can't fuck with you as a person. Like that's just meeting the people with the values that I want to project into the world. You can't be one of those people. And if you are, then kindly get the fuck out of my life. Because god damn, dude, you're just not your own human. Sometimes I close my eyes while I'm walking to see how long I don't give a shit. You ever just like in an empty parking lot and you're just like, I'm gonna just start walking, I'm gonna count my steps. I swear to god, I've gotten to like 100 before. Try it, it's fun. Go outside and just close your eyes and just start walking. Count how many steps you can take before you start to be like, I should know what my surroundings look like right now. It's very interesting. Once you like break through a certain, you're just walking with confidence, with no vision. It's something fun to try. Try it out. See what you think of that. Tell me how many steps you get. This could be the new fun trend on TikTok. I'm gonna do one of those. yeah. That's the new fun trend on TikTok, is close your eyes and walk. See how long it takes you to give a shit where you are. And let me know in the comments how many steps you get to before you open your eyes. I swear on my life, okay? My record is like 100. So we'll just see if you can beat 100. See if you can close your eyes and walk and count your steps. And every step you take, just keep your eyes closed. Don't open them. See how many steps you can take before you feel stupid enough that... See how long it takes you to be stupid. And maybe I am stupid. Maybe that is actual... I think that is the definition of no street smarts. Is just to close your eyes and just start walking. Yeah, that's pretty street dumb if you ask me. But see if you can beat 100. Let me know. All right. So I was thinking when I was listening to that podcast with Lex Fridman and Kanye West, and Kanye was talking about abortion being basically a genocide on black people, I couldn't help but think to myself, like, imagine having a culture to mourn the loss of, you know? Because, like, when... I need to say this correctly, okay? Listen, like, hear me out. When black people talk about their culture being erased, and, you know, white people never had a culture to begin with. Like, I grew up eating. This is a sandwich that I would have as a kid. White bread, toasted, with butter on it and cinnamon sugar. Or white bread, always white bread. White bread, tuna fish, like tuna salad, and Lay's chips. This is white culture. Chicken, salt and pepper, mashed potatoes, butter, maybe gravy. Steamed broccoli with Kraft Singles melted over it. So I think at least my brand of white people can't empathize with losing culture because we'd have absolutely none. The best food I would eat growing up was when we went out to eat. And you know what? I'm sorry, Mom, but you know you didn't like cooking. You'd say it all the time. And we all openly didn't like the food you cooked. So it's just, it's brutal honesty. It's just the truth. I do look at growing up and what we ate sometime. Best night of the week was pizza night, or like Italian food. It was either that or a lasagna, you know? A good old, that was always, a classic. You can't really fuck that one up. But I guess that's the comparison that I'm trying to make, is that I think white people are inherently lacking empathy towards the loss of black culture, like just the way it seems to be getting washed out of society or whatever. We had none. White people didn't have a culture to begin with. Look up. I've been wondering lately if I like. Were we broke? Like, why were we eating that? I don't know. The world's all fucked now, dude. There's no way out of the Matrix except to become popular on social media. That seems to be, like, I was saying, like, it seems to be the only way out that people are looking towards just any sort of thing. Because a standard old job ain't gonna cut it soon, you know? I gotta start a business. Yeah, I don't know. So that's my take on how white people have no culture. Because I grew up, you ever eat a fucking white bread, tuna salad, and Lay's chip sandwich? That shit fucking rocks my that it rocks my world. Okay? Absolutely stunning, breathtaking. I never, you know what? I was off the mayo. I was off the mayo for a little while. Okay, I thought anything with mayo. I never used mayo. I never put mayo in anything. And then one day, I had a tuna salad sandwich from this like French pastry bakery place nearby, and I just got a whiff of a remin a flavor. The flavor of tuna salad brought me back to my childhood, and ever since then I've been only eating tuna salad. That's right, I changed my entire diet to surround my favorite feeling as a kid, just being a kid and eating. It's always poolside. Seems poolside for some reason. And it was never. I didn't have a pool. It was somebody else's pool. And then they'd bring out sandwiches, and it would just be tuna salad on white bread with Lay's chips in the sandwich. You take the Lay's chips and you put them in the sandwich, and it crunches. Oh, man. Or you know what's great? A reverse toast. If you put toast in a toaster oven on tin foil, the bottom will be like kind of soggy, but the top will be crunchy. And if you put it down and you bite through the soft and then you get the crunch, that's a good thing that exists. And thank you. That's as much of culture as I had growing up. So I guess that is my theory as to why white people lack empathy for the loss of culture, or just like what the culture is, because we don't have a sense of culture. I've never felt a sense of community. This is I think back growing up, I turned 7 and I started playing RuneScape. So the biggest community I felt was like a Skype friend group. I think growing up with friends online kind of fucks you for friends in real life. Because you just treat people a different way. Like they're more, oh man, this is I don't know, you treat people a different way, and it's not a good thing. It's something that I'm trying to fix. Or maybe I just never will because I just didn't develop like the skills or whatever, you know? The best way, I never like I get anxious about being in person, but on the internet, I can be me. I don't give a fuck what anyone thinks. Like, I guess this is how I would be in a city because I'm just dealing with more people all the time. Because anytime I'd go into a city, I'm like, I'm never gonna see this person again. So I can just be like, I could just be real and have like a moment with them or something. Nothing's better than a moment with a stranger that you just see on the street and like you say like one time I was walking down the street in like Hoboken and there was a bunch of bananas on the ground, so I just took them and then I was walking down the street and like I was asking people if they had like their dose of potassium for the day. If they wanted a banana, I'd give them a banana, and I gave a banana to this probably drunk dude, and he just fucking ate the banana. And I don't know if he's still alive for the banana reason or any other reason that he could have died, you know? I don't know where he is today. All I know is that I fed a man a street banana and he ate it, and we shared a moment, and it was great. I didn't eat one because I think I'm allergic to bananas, but I need to figure that out for real soon. Because I've been eating like fried food a lot and it's bad. And I had a good week last week because I didn't do that and I was like, wow, I feel great. And then I just didn't continue it this week. So I'm being a bad boy with my diet because I don't know. Motivation is inconsistent, you know? But we're trying to create our own luck, you know? Fucking grind, just grind it out. I think choking to death is the most ironic way to die. Or drowning. That is the most. I think drowning is one of the most ironic ways to die. Because there is a poisonous dose of anything. And for water, it's just enough to where there's not air. You know, it's like water is the supporting, the foundation of life itself. But if you're smothered in it, that's too much water. Too much water. You can have too much life. and just overdose on life. And you just stop existing because you took in too much of the foundation of life itself. Like people who overdose on drugs, they knew too much. They found out too much. They took a dose that no one else has taken, and they weren't allowed to. Choking to death or drowning is the most ironic way to die because they both involve doing the action of the thing that you need to do in order to continue living. You need to eat and you need to drink water to live. Just don't do it too fast or too much. Otherwise, you'll drown and choke respectively. And then it's like you took in too much life. Too many calories, too much life got stuck in his throat at the same time, you know? Too many calories all at once, man. He just choked on it, couldn't handle all of it. You ever swallow something and you're like, wow, I'm surprised my throat could be that wide. And don't take this out of context, okay? You're the one taken out of context, okay? This makes perfect sense. So if you have a nice, like, tender meat, some kind of meat, but you try to chew it, but sometimes the fat holds it together, you know? So you kind of got this like mozzarella stick situation where you can't really bite it off. So you kind of just got to swallow the whole thing. And yeah, I don't know. Sometimes that happens with a mozzarella stick or meat, and you can just feel the bulge just go down your throat. And don't take this out of context. You can just feel the bulge go down your throat, and you're like, "Wow, I can't believe I didn't choke on that." Because it was a lot of food. Okay. Why are you being like this? It's fucking weird. I think the internet should be entirely 18 plus. I think there should be a law that says you can't go on the internet until you turn 18. It should be like a drug. Yeah. No, what, 21 for alcohol? You should have to be 21 before you can use the fucking internet. People are so dumb. It is actually turning the entire generation. My generation is full of retards because they're just constantly on. I knew this one person who will remain nameless. Not that anyone would know. 13 hours of screen time. I don't even have enough to do on my phone that to make it four. I don't have Instagram. I don't have Twitter. I don't have Snapchat. I don't have TikTok. I have nothing on my phone, so much that when I get bored, I open up Google Chrome, and I even eliminated I get bored on my phone, I just check my followers. Check how many followers I have. That's the only thing I can do. Because I don't know what else to do on my phone. I'll check my fucking bank. You better have a damn good reason to have screen time over 7 hours. It better be part of your job. Yeah. So I think the internet should be 21 plus. I think that's my solution to this, the whole problem of people. It's too powerful for everyone to have access to the entire world from the age of 2. The internet is making the world go to war with itself. Bro, dude. I don't know. I can't stress it enough. I know I talk about it every fucking episode, but I think it's just, I just think it's so important to spend enough time with yourself to know who you are and what you think. Because so many people just keep going down this line that everybody just keeps pushing them further and further into, everyone's just mad and they just don't know why. They're trying to find someone to blame it on. Everyone's just trying to find someone to blame it on. Men are blaming it on women. Women are blaming it on men. Men are blaming it on genders. Oh, God, it's so exhausting. How do you continue to care when there's so many other things to care about? You gotta pick your battles. I'm a fucking broken record. I'm gonna say it. I'm gonna keep saying it till the day I die. Get your head out of the fucking trash. It doesn't smell good. You say, oh, it's like it's my cologne. No, it's not. No, it's not. Okay, get your head out of there. You know how many loogies I've hocked into the trash? Why do you stick your head in it? Like, it's funny. It's not. If it's borderline disgusting. And it's on the board. As I pick my ass, as I lean back to pick my ass, it's on the borderline of gross and creepy. Okay? And when I was a kid, I grew up and I would like drop off into a tissue and throw the tissue out in the trash. And I just hoped that my parents wouldn't smell it. I wonder if they did. I wonder if they ever did. Let me know, parents. If you ever listen to this, let me know. Did you ever smell my nut? Because I know I have. I've left it in a garbage long enough that it just starts smelling like chemicals. And you're like, what is that? Yeah. Get your head out of the fucking trash. Piece of shit. I think I'm gonna make it my life's goal to get cancer. Like, starting today, I'm only eating fried food. I'm only eating fried steak. I'm only drinking alcohol and coffee and no energy drinks. If it doesn't have cool like chemicals in it, I don't want it. Four Loko, give it to me. Give me all the sugar. I'm gonna smoke three. I'm gonna spend all of my money on cigarettes. Everything is just to support this goal of mine. I am going to try and get cancer in any possible way that I can. I think that is a noble life cause. Because at the end of the day, it's all pretty much a gamble. You know, people who have smoked a pack a day their entire life don't get cancer. And then marathon runners do, you know. It's all predisposition. So I say live life to the fullest. I'm doing everything immediately. Like pronto. I'm gonna do it all. in the hopes that one day for Christmas I go to my doctor and he'll diagnose me with stage 4 leukemia. Is leukemia is cancer, right? It's like the bone one. I hope I get can I want to get cancer. That'd be pretty cool. Yeah. I don't know where to go with that anymore. Just said I wanted to get cancer. This is my method. Okay, this is I'm being the change that I want to see in the world. I think people take things too seriously, so I'm saying things that are absolutely absurd, so no one thinks I'm serious, but people still do, and it's ridiculous. That's the most fun that I can think of to have on the internet, is just to troll people into thinking that you're serious, you know? To just one up someone. If they say something that you think is weird, you say something even weirder. Don't just allow people to fold, you know? You gotta be weirder than them. And then maybe, just maybe, if you do all that, just have your own way of being. Someone might call you stupid, and you'll be thankful, because you know you're on the right path. And that's how it comes full circle. Thank you guys so much for listening. I appreciate you. If you've made it to this point, please feel free to share it with someone who you think might also enjoy it, because that is what love is. Sending my podcast clips to someone is the definition of love. So think about that. Think about that next time. Yeah, it's you send this to someone you love, because if you love them, you'll do it. If you love them enough, you'll do it. Goodbye.